getting to it's one thing, getting out is another. And those, the diehard Jeep guys, you know, they kind of crack me up. Because, you know, Jeeps don't have the best reputation as far as durability, and it seems like that stuff breaks, you know. It reliably breaks and consistently breaks. It's kind of weird. But, you know, if that's what you're into. I mean, I've got a couple of friends that have got the CJs and the Wranglers and, you know, the little small wheelbase sort of stuff, you know, which is kind of cool. My niece, her high school vehicle was, I think it was a Wagoneer. It was red. She called it Big Red. It went to 340,000 miles, original engine, original trans, went through a couple of clutches, you know, a little bit of body rust, but man, that thing didn't know her thing. And she, like I said, she drove it in high school. She had it in the Army when she was down in Texas, and she ended up with it down living in Jack's, and just recently got rid of it, you know. I mean, and it's, she's no kid, you know. She's retired from the Army now and working in a civilian job, so it's probably, off the top of my head, 12, 15 years younger than me, so that Jeep certainly paid for itself.